This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Yeah, like you said, this is my, first change in manager, so it's a little bit different. But I have full faith in Manzo and the surrounding staff, so see if we can get it turned around.
There you go. It's kind of been a rough stretch here, you know, looking at what's going on with the Birds. Six in a row now, swept by the Nats. It's like... it's been so bad, Ed, that you're coming out and you know the game's over in the first inning.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or that early in the game that, you know, there's no more. If this is a night game, let's say, they're playing Milwaukee tonight. Let's say they were on the West Coast. You watch that first inning. Ain't no more business decision. My ass is going to bed. I don't want to watch this. And I can't blame people because it's not just poor play. I mean, you could look at some of it as a lack of effort, but the fundamentals, I don't know who Heston Kjerstad was throwing the ball to twice on Saturday. You know, like, you watch some of it, you're going, what are we doing, guys? Like, have you played this game before? They just fired your manager and you came out like that. And now Kyle Gibson, DFA, like, this is going to be
I know.
And then people are going to get upset if they start trading pieces away. Like, the rumor is that Eflin wants to go back to Florida. He's got this year left on his deal. Wouldn't you move him to get something if he's not going to re-sign here? So they're going to have to Esser get off the pot at some point, but they got to take a long look in the mirror and say, this is who we are, whether we like it or not.
It just is. It is weird seeing professionals make those horrific throws. Did you see Pete Alonso's airmail?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh!
Juan Soto's like, where are you throwing that to, bud?
And Juan Soto makes a great play in the outfield. Like, everything's upside down. They're raving about the way. I can't tell if he really tracked the ball well or he was so off he made a dramatic play. But, like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of frustrating. But, you know, when things are going bad, Ed, you need some sort of, like, what do you need? Like, maybe a little positivity, maybe somebody to kind of give you the reasons why these things are happening. So when you need anything like that, you go to Dave in Salisbury. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I just want to talk a little bit about Mike Elias. This guy must be a total joke. I guess he thought firing Brandon Hosmer would solve all the issues for the Orioles. I mean, is that insane thinking or something like that? I mean, actually, I always defended Brad Hyde. I thought he was a good guy. You know, I know a lot of people are criticizing him, saying he's at fault, you know. But look at all the stupid trades that Elias has made. I mean, this guy has been a complete joke, you know. I mean, how in the world do you trade like a Kyle Stowers? I know he's not the difference maker, but he's doing pretty good with the Miami Marlins. I grant it, you know. It's pretty easy to do good in the National League, but...
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was pretty easy to say that he played well after he's already played.
Yeah, but I think the National League is much better than the American League. Yeah. Why is it easy in the National League?
It scratches my head sometimes. Why would you trade him like for a Trevor Rod?
I don't want to worry about it.
Did we lose him? Dave, you there?
Where'd you go, Dave?
Oh, I mean, they kind of, you know, and I hate to see him lose, but, you know, they kind of caused it on their own self.
You
mean,
feel like they deserve it, Dave?
Maybe they deserve these losses. You know, I mean, if they're going to make some stupid moves and, like, firing Brandon Hyde, I mean, Brandon Hyde was not a bad manager. You know, granted, you know, he did do some bad lineups sometimes and things like that. But overall, you know, I thought he performed good. This was the same guy that won 101 games with us just 2 years ago, and they're going to fire the guy two years later.
What if the Orioles were in the National League, Dave?
Pardon me?
What if they were in the National League? You think they'd do better?
Probably not. I mean, that's my thinking right now.
Just because
I mean,
they're not playing well, though, Dave, right?
I mean, basically, no. I mean, but it's kind of crazy. I mean, why are you trading some of these good pieces? And then you're getting pretty much, I hate to be, you know, sarcastic, but they're getting garbage, basically. You know, and that's, I mean, granted, 20 years ago, you know, if we were this bad, you would understand it, you know, because, you know, we had bad ball players for the most part. But these guys are pretty good. You know, it's kind of like, maybe it's all being set up by, you know, the commissioner, you know.
Dave, I got a serious question for you. You know, like, I think fans would love to go to a Dave in the Salisbury game at the park. You know what I mean? Like, everybody comes out and hangs out with you. Would that be something you'd be up for, to go to the game?
Yeah, I might be. I might get a little hyper, but yeah, that'd be fun.
I mean, you can't bring any weapons like baseball bats or anything in. And you said you wanted to hit Alex Gordon over the head a long time ago. I just hope we'll be civil. But yeah, man, that'd be fun, right? Joe said he's in.
Yeah, we'll try to be that way.
Dave, appreciate the call, man. What? By the way, I'm half kidding, because if he said yes, like fully said yes, I would make this happen. You can't tell me. Like, people say it all the time, and we heard it on Saturday. It's like, oh, man, I wanted to put the face to the voice, and it's a lot easier now with social media. You can't tell me you don't want to see Dave in Salisbury. You need to find out who this cat is. It's like the guy that cut you off on the road. You need to pull up and see what his face looks like.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Right? Do you want to see the Wizard when you pull a curtain back? I want to see Dave.
Dave's the best, man. I can't believe, like, people are like, oh, I can't. Joe, I don't want to throw Joe under the bus. It's like, I don't know what he brings to the table. He brings everything, man. That flamethrower. You hear that?
Nah.
Nah. Oh, my God. Adley Rasmuffin.
Adley Rasmuffin.
Dave's the best, man. Ron Flattery.
It was the best. Kyle Stowers.
We were talking about...
Joe's got that down now. That's pretty damn good, actually.
Stowers. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But so with this weekend and everything you saw, what are your thoughts with Hyde getting fired? Because the general consensus around a lot of the baseball heads, especially after the first game, is it didn't look like his fault. But we all know what happens. Somebody has to fall on the sword, because usually when you fire somebody, it lights that fire, yes. But we didn't get any flint.
Well, if you remember when I asked the question, I prefaced it by saying, you can't fire all the players, so is the manager in danger? That's what happens. It's like, and I, you know, I've told the story. I come from a background where guys get, you know, fired, forced to retire, when it's not even their fault. Like, I remember the chief of the patrol in New York, cops in Queens tortured a prisoner, like 2 a.m. He was fired the next day. The chief patrol sleeping in his bed. Yep, you're gone. Well, one of the 29,000 cops that works for you did something bad. You're out of here.
Wow. Yeah. Well, so the other thing with this is, and I've been, you know, look, the firings, if it happens, usually it starts off with coaches, and I think that's where everybody thought, like, hitting coach.
Yeah.
Like, one of the six guys going to go. Is Cody Ashey going to be let go, or whoever it may be? Would they get rid of a pitching coach? Even though we know the pitching's been bad, but the hitting's just been dreadful. So the weird thing is with the pitching, they have bad pitchers, so you expect it to be bad. With the hitting, you don't have bad hitters, but everything looks terrible. So, but what I was going to get to is when the firings happen, like, and it eventually goes up, if it gets to the GM, you know the oddity of this is you have a brand new owner that needs to hire a general manager to make baseball decisions. Is he ready for that? If he fires Elias? You get what I'm saying?
I get exactly what you're saying.
Like, if we took somebody from wherever and put them in charge here and they wanted to create a new show, it's like, okay, you can do that, but you got to figure out, do you know what you're doing? So the problem is, too, like, and I'm not a fire Elias guy, and I know I'm in the minority now because everybody's like, get rid of this guy. I go back to the Kyle Stowers trade. I go back to that trade, and again, people are screaming about it. It's a 26-year-old minor leaguer.
Yeah.
And he's having, I don't want him to fail. I want him to keep hitting and have a great season, because the whole point of it is they were never going to play here. You guys were screaming about Connor Norby in the first 2 weeks he got traded. You were screaming about Joey Ortiz in the first couple weeks he got traded, and we got Corbin Burns for him. Everybody's going, was it worth it? Yes, it was. He was another 26-year-old minor leaguer. And again, when you look at it honestly. Where was he playing? Is he playing over Colton Cowser? And all these people saying...
That's the problem, that discussion, that reason, that conversation never takes place when people bring up Stowers. It's like, where you can put him?
He wasn't going to get an opportunity over Kierstead. First off, when he was here, he was blocked by Santander, Cowser, and Mullins. Where's he playing? Where? You got Ryan O'Hearn as a left-handed bat who's going to be your DH whenever you're facing a righty. And you got Adley Rasmussen, as Dave would talk about. You got Adley Rutschman who comes in, and if he's not, more times than not, if he's not catching, you're going to see him DH. Where? Again, the people go, well, you should have got more for him. From who? It's a 26-year-old. The numbers he's putting up now, he didn't do that here in this short period of time.
As you said, doing the minors.
He hit home runs, don't get me wrong.
I know, but
he ran into a couple in the minors, but he played every day and was in the minors forever. So, I get it. Like, it's the after-the-fact thing, but it's this damn knee-jerk reaction from fans. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. You guys can argue with me about Stowers because you guys knew he was going to be a star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.